You ready? I'm ready. The Playmakers Bar Podcast present Hoops Talk, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Solins. NBA, college basketball, playoffs, Mars Madness. No matter what, we talking hoops, man. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today? How y'all doing today on this Tuesday, June 7, 2022? Hope you're having a great time. Having y'all open the great spot to you the month of June, as I am. Listen here. We are two games into the NBA Finals. Game 3 is tomorrow, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. ABC. Golden State Warriors, Boston Celtics over in Boston. At TD Garden, we have a series split at 1-1 apiece. You know, very surprising how things went, especially in game one. We know what took place in game one back on Thursday, where we saw the Boston Celtics use a massive fourth quarter, dropping 40 in the fourth quarter to Golden State 16 and take game one, 128-108. I mean, Al Horford came out blazing in the second half. 26 points, 6 boards, 3 assists. Jaylen Brown gave you 24, 6 and 7, if I remember correctly. Darren Wright off the bench giving you 21. Jason Tatum had a bad game. Steph Curry was going off in the first quarter. Didn't really do much in the last three quarters. No Klay Thompson, no Jordan Poole and whatnot, all this other stuff. Boston stole game one and stole home court. And we kind of figured when we got to Sunday what was going to happen. We kind of figured the Warriors will respond at some point in time in this game. Took a two-point lead at halftime. And then the third quarter barrage that we all so used to seeing Golden State through 35-14. And the game just blew open. And Jordan Poole decided to show up in the second half in game two. Okay. I think he had just about all his points in the second half, you know, if I remember correctly. It was he finished off with 17 points, 5 of 9 from 3, including a buzzer beater 3 to end the third quarter, where blew the game up to 29. As Golden State went on to win game 2, 107-88. Even the series up at 1 apiece as we get ready for game 3 tomorrow night at TD Garden. And what we are looking at here, ladies and gentlemen, is that the fact that Steph Curry is doing Steph Curry again. He dropped 31 in the first game. He came back with 29 in the second game, having a phenomenal final so far. You know, 29 points, 6 boards, 4 assists in game 2. Like I mentioned earlier, the 34 points in game 1. Just doing his thing. Good to see Jordan Poole Get off in the second half of game 2, because they're going to need it. Klay Thompson still struggling from the field. Only had 11 points. 1 from 8 from 3, 4 from 19 from the field. Is Klay struggling? Andrew Wiggins is not being Andrew Wiggins. Only 11 points, 6 boards in game 2. But, you know, the emergence of Jordan Poole doing his thing. And, you know, Kevon Looney giving you 12 points at the center position, going 6-for-6 is something that's very helpful for Golden State. Hey, I'm just gonna be honest with you. Jason Tatum, 28 points. The fact that Jason Tatum scored 28 points, 8-for-19, 6-for-9 from 3-point range. But he had a plus minus of negative 36. A plus minus of negative 36 for Jason Tatum? The worst of his career. I mean, that's just bad. This is bad. Jaylen Brown, 17 points. 5 of 17 shooting, 3 for 9. This is game 2 I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the guys that you had that went off for you In game one, they got you game one, Brown, Horford, and White. Nine factors. Horford only 2 points. I already told you Brown only had 17. White gave you 12. Well below what they had in game one. In game one, Horford, Williams, and Smart. Marcus Smart and Robert Williams combined for 56 points in game. In game one, with about half of them coming from Al Horford. Those three, Al Horford, Robert Williams, and Marcus Smart, only gave you 6 points in game two. Like, you can't do this against Golden State. You can't do this against Golden State. And I will say that so far, my talk about Peyton Pritchard being a factor in this is not going so well because he ain't even getting the minutes. 19 minutes in game two, only gave me 4 points. 0 for 3 from 3, 2 for 7 from the field. How did he look in game one? What did game one look like for Mr. Peyton Pritchard? Let me go back here and go look at game one stat. Because, you know, this is what I was looking for. Because I just had a feeling that Golden State is going to shoot. Because that's just what they do. Okay? This is what they do. Golden State is going to shoot. That's their game. But if I'm looking at it, Peyton Pritchard played 16 minutes in game one, gave you 8 points. 3 for 4 from the field, 2 for 3 from 3. More efficient than game 1. Game 2, he was not there. But like I said, in game 1, 21 from Derrick White, 24 from Jaylen Brown, 26 from Al Horford. He got 18 from Smart and 8 from Williams. I mean, game 2 was just the opposite. Now, the series shifting over to Boston. It's very likely they'll split in Boston as well. Because I don't see Boston winning both games at home. I just don't. Because I know Golden State is that type of team who can win on the road. They have done. They have won in Denver. They have won at Memphis. And they have won at Dallas. They win road games, ladies and gentlemen. Boston does too. That's why they took game one. But I can see this going back to Golden State 2-2 for game five. But. Here's the thing when we get to game three looking at Wednesday. Boston has never lost back-to-back games. Boston has never lost back-to-back games. They lost game two. Game three is tomorrow. Is it possible that they could lose game three tomorrow? Because Klay Thompson is not going to struggle the whole entire series, okay? There's going to be a game or two where Klay Thompson is going to get off. I'm just telling you this right now. I firmly believe there will be a game or two where Klay Thompson goes off. And there's nothing Boston can do about it. Really nothing. And when he goes off, best believe Steph Curry is going to be right behind him. And if your worst nightmare comes to you if you're a Boston fan, Jordan Poole having a pool party his damn self as well. That's what you don't want if you're a Boston fan. Klay Thompson finally getting off, and you know Steph Curry going to do Steph Curry things, and then be having a pool party as well. You don't want no pool parties in Boston. I'm just going to tell you that. If a pool party comes to Boston, it's going to be some trouble. This is going to be some trouble. We had a little pool party game, too, because that's why he dropped 17 points, especially in the second half. He went berserk in that third quarter. But Klay Thompson ain't going to struggle too much longer. I'm trying to tell you this. It's going to be a game in this series where Klay Thompson is going to come alive and Golden State is going to win that game. Now, with that being said, though, game three is tomorrow. Game four is Friday. They get a day off, they get Thursday off, and they come back for game four on Friday, 9 p.m., TD Garden, ABC. Those of you who don't know, all the games are on ABC. All the NBA Finals games are on ABC, okay? And they're going to be at 9 unless it's on Sunday. If it's on Sunday, it's going to be at 8. That's why this past Sunday, game 2 was at 8. And if they get to a game 7 will be on the Sunday, June 19th. That will be at 8 back in Golden State. Other than that, your game's going to be at 9. And then all the games are on ABC. Boston needs to win game 3 tomorrow. Golden State will win game 4. We'll go back to Golden State 2-2. That's why I believe Golden State will beat Boston consecutive times. And then Boston will suffer their first ever back-to-back losses. Game 4 and game 5. Because when they go back to Golden State for game five, Golden State is winning game five. Golden State is winning game five. I'm telling you that. Right here, right now. Golden State is winning game five. Now, how do we get to the 2-2 split? I'm saying Boston wins game three tomorrow. Golden State wins game four. Then we get to game five, and then, you know, Golden State will take it from there. And I can see Boston winning game six. I'm going ahead. I'm throwing my thing out the window. I say Golden State in six. You know what? I take that back. I'm going to stick with it because that might be the game Klay Thompson might go off again. For some reason, game six, Klay Thompson loves going off in game six. And that would be in TD Garden as well, so they'd be even worse. I'm going to stick with my prediction. Six games. But I do see Boston winning tomorrow. Golden State winning games four, five, and six. Close this series out. But if I'm wrong, Boston winning tomorrow, Golden State winning game four, Golden State winning game five, Boston winning game six, and game seven is going to win. Golden State wins. That's my prediction. I'm sticking to it. Okay? So, now we got that in there, you know. I will say this, though. Draymond Green is toeing the line. I would hate to see the fact that Draymond Green gets ejected out of a game or suspended for a game. Because he's really toeing the line here. I don't have the number in front of me how many texts he has. But he got one in game two. I'm pretty sure he might get one in game three. Draymond need to be careful. And there's a crazy stat I was watching Get Up this morning. There's a crazy stat they showed. Out of the 28 technical fouls Draymond has had during the playoff career, finals career, whatever you want to call it, the postseason career of Draymond Green and Golden State. Draymond has been teed up 28 times in the postseason. The Warriors are 22-6. 22-6 when Draymond Green gets a technical foul. That is ridiculous. 78 win percentage in the postseason when Draymond Green gets teed up. What the world is this? That's some stat I didn't know. So shout out to Get Up, ESPN, Mike Greeny. Love it. Thank you for that crazy stat because that just blew me away. That's just ridiculous. That one person can get this many technical fouls in the team like, oh, we win now. All right, we got our tech. We're going to win this game now. Hey, Draymond Green got teed up in game one about 4 minutes into game two. He got teed up 4 minutes within to game two, and guess who won game two? Golden State. Go figure. So we just get Draymond a technical foul right out the gate. All right, Draymond, technical foul. We just gonna know Golden State gonna win now. That's what it looked like. But, you know, that's just a fun stat to throw about. I didn't talk about it real quick. Before I get out of here, some good news. Eric Ham officially introduced as the Lakers head coach. It doesn't look like Russell Westbrook isn't going anywhere. So we shall see how this goes. Russell Westbrook staying with the Lakers. Got a new head coach. A lot of people like him. And we're just going to be interested to see how Ham does in the City of Angels with this talented team full of LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook. Let's see how he coaches this team, put this team together, what the philosophy is of this basketball team going forward in Lakerland, because there's a lot of people missing the Lakers, a lot of people missing LeBron James. It's a damn shame because we have Boston and Golden State in the finals, and people still want to talk about the Lakers and LeBron James. Matter of fact, shout out to LeBron James, the first active billionaire player in sports history. The man's a billionaire and he's still playing ball. Shout out to the King LeBron James. I would give him his flowers where they are due. I would give him that. But can y'all stop talking about the Lakers, please? Let's calm down the Lakers talk. Let's enjoy the finals. Once the finals is over, then we can talk about the Lakers and looking forward to all this stuff and all that other thing. In other news outside of NBA, Quinn Snyder is stepping down as the Utah Jazz coach after 8 years with the team. Had a win percentage of 0.585. made the playoffs the last 6 years of the 8 years he's been there. What is next for Quinn Snyder? Most people are speculating that it'll be San Antonio. People are believing that Greg Popovich is going to call it a career at some point in time during this offseason. We can see it. I can see it happening. I'm not going to, deny it or go at somebody for saying it because, Pop is one of the greatest basketball coaches to ever coach in the NBA. 5 titles. He built his championship teams. Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, David Robinson, Bruce Brown. Countless of other names I can throw out there. What he did with Devontae Murray and Lonnie Walker IV. With the team that he did. The fact that they had a shot. They had a shot of making the playoffs. They was in the play-in. Can't speak enough about Greg Popovich. Gold medal winning as the head man for Team USA as the coach. Countless of other gold medals as an assistant under with Mike Krzyzewski, who has retired from Duke University. So there's a changing of the guard going on in coaching in the coaching rounds of basketball, college and pro. Warren retired, Mike Krzyzewski retired, Jay Wright retired. Looking forward to seeing when Pop was going to retire. It is what it is. But if Quinn Snyder becomes the new coach of the San Antonio Spurs, I would not be mad whatsoever. Because Quinn Snyder is a hell of a coach. He's done a great job with that team in Utah. It's just a shame that team in Utah just doesn't move nobody. With Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert and Joe Ingles when he was there before he got traded to Portland, and Bogdanovich and Mike Conley and Jordan Clarkson. They had a good team. They could never get over the hump in the pro season. They just never could. So with that being said, Quinn Snyder stepped down. Right now, speculation is that Pop is going to retire and Quinn Snyder could be the top name to take over San Antonio because he is from the Popovich tree. Also, this is me speaking. This is coming from nobody else. This is just me, the playmaker, speaking. Donovan Mitchell should leave. Rudy Gobert should leave. Both of y'all should leave. Just leave. Like, I don't want to see neither one of y'all in Utah no more. Like, until Utah can, build a team that we can actually look at and say, watch out. I don't want to see none of y'all in Utah. Word is going around that Donovan Mitchell could be interested in going to Miami. If he goes to Miami, teams up with Jimmy. But first and foremost, what are Miami giving up? What does Miami give up for me to actually be upon that wagon for the Miami Heat? Because you already got Jimmy Butler. You got Kyle. I think Kyle Larry is a free agent. Or he should be a free agent one, too. You got Tyler Hero, who wants to be a starter. He has come out and said in his interview he wants to be a starter. Duncan Robinson. Bam Adebayo, PJ Tucker's a free agent. I think he only signed a 1 year deal. Okay. What to get Donovan Mitchell? What does Miami have to give up for me to feel comfortable with Miami Heat? That's what I'm looking for. Could be New York. Stephen A. Smith has been on a workout numerous times for the past month of getting Donovan Mitchell to New York, who should have been in New York anyway if Phil Jackson would have drafted him instead of Frank Ntilikina, who was playing for the Dallas Mavericks, by the way. So we know how that pick went for the New York Knicks. But it's interesting to see. It's interesting to see how that goes. That is some of the news and notes and rumors that was going around the NBA before I close this show out. So with that being said, I am the playmaker, Donnell Salins. Thank you for joining me for Hoops Thoughts on today. Get ready for the NBA Finals tomorrow, Game 3. Golden State Warriors, Boston Celtics, TD Garden. Boston, Massachusetts, 9 o'clock ABC. Who's going to go up 2-1? And then Game 4 will be Friday. Same place, same time, same channel. 9 o'clock ABC, TD Garden. And I'll catch y'all after Game 4. Deuces. Woo! I hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. So if you want to stay updated and know when new episodes of Hoops Thoughts come out, subscribe and follow to the podcast. You can do this on
Google Podcasts, Spotify, Speaker.com, or any of your favorite platforms, including iTunes/Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who are listening on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, go ahead and drop a rate and review of the podcast to let us know how we're doing, how we can improve. And for those of you who want to see any other podcasts that we got going on, go ahead and subscribe to our website, theplaymakersblog.com, and you can see all the podcasts that we do. Until next time for Hoops Talk, it's your boy, The Playmaker, Dinell Solomon, signing off.